Hey, this is Lexi. Book me for singing, songwriting, vocal production, engineering, and lessons through social media at LexiATL, email at LexiSolo@gmail.com, text me at 404-552-5514, or go to my website, LexiATL.com. Right now, you're tuned into my podcast, Lex Chat, which is a show dedicated to music and entertainment where we talk about the industry and the business, and we help each other to become better artists. You can catch these chats live on Instagram at LexiATL, that's at LexiATL, to be part of the conversation, or catch the replays on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Wherever you're watching or listening, please like, subscribe, follow, and engage with the content by leaving comments and reviews. If you want to go the extra mile in supporting me, you can do so by going to patreon.com/LexiATL, where you can pay a small monthly subscription because every little bit truly does help. This week on Lex Chat, let's chat about effects versus performance. I recently had a session where the artist was not very happy about the performance on a song and kept trying to get me to add different effects on top of the voice to hopefully make it sound better. In my opinion, it was not sounding better. And I had a conversation with the artist about performance over effects. And on this Lex Chat, I want to chat with you about the same thing and get you to understand why you should be on point first as an artist before relying too heavily on effects and plugins. If this sounds like a topic you'd be interested in chatting about, stay tuned. Arrest it, baby. Arrest. I need to pat you down.
Right to remain silent. Mm-hmm. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
All right. That song is just so much fun. You just heard my song Miranda, which is on the Love Reset album. Child, I was about to say Love Chaser. It's on the Love Reset album, okay? And that is available on all major streaming platforms, and it's available for physical copy, physical purchase. If you are interested in the physical copy, experiencing and feeling and holding the physical product of the music, then you can go to my website, LexiATL.com, to order the album. If you're not really into that and you just want the convenience of the streaming, then it is available everywhere as well. Spotify, YouTube, Apple, Tidal, Amazon. It's on all of those major platforms as well. Again, that was Miranda from the Love Reset album. Search Lexi on any streaming platform, L-E-X-C, and that's where you can find it. Some announcements before we get into today's topic. The next virtual coffee date is going to be on Sunday, May 5th, 2024 at 3 p.m., okay? At 3 p.m. If you can make it, please come to the virtual coffee date. It's going to be on Instagram, on my page, LexiATL. That's at L-E-X-C-A-T-L. And we have a good time. We have great conversations. We talk about amazing topics and we help one another to become better and build that community, that support, that system that many artists need. So next virtual coffee date, Sunday, May 5th. 2024 at 3 p.m., right? Shout out to my patrons, Mr. Flat Scholes and Eldon Cleary. Thank you guys for consistently and persistently supporting me. I appreciate y'all so much. If you would like to become a patron, you can do so by going to patreon.com/LexiATL. That's patreon.com/LexiATL, alrighty? And this is the absolute last time I'm gonna make this announcement. And then it just is what it is after that. But I'm keeping Lex Chats short, 30 minutes or less. I want y'all to get the information quickly and then start applying it just as quickly. But the biggest update I have, Lex Chat, the podcast, will no longer be on my Lexi YouTube page. You now have to subscribe to Lexi Likes on YouTube. So on YouTube, search at Lexi Likes. That's at L-E-X-C. L-I-K-E-S. Lexi Likes. And that is where the Lex Chat podcast will be posted from now on. I want Lexi to be all about my artistry and all about my singing and my voice. So that's why I made the decision to make a new channel. And it's called Lexi Likes. So y'all, please honor me by subscribing to the Lexi Likes YouTube channel. Alrighty. Those are all of the announcements I have for you all today. Let's get into this topic. Today's Lex Chat, we are talking about performance versus effects. And anybody who is tuned in to the Instagram Live right now, feel free to chime in with your thoughts on this topic as we go along. You can even tell me what you think about when you hear performance versus effects. Alrighty. As I said in the intro, I did a session recently with an artist, and the artist hadn't been in for a while. And I don't know that the artist was actually satisfied with the performance that they gave on the track, but the artist kept wanting me to keep adding different effects and keep trying different plugins to help improve the performance. But the reason why I'm doing this is because just because you add certain things, it doesn't make it a better song. It doesn't make it a better performance. The only way to have good delivery and good performance on a song is if you delivered it well and performed it well in the first place. So I can do a lot of things in the box, in the program of Pro Tools, within the recording program, but we cannot work miracles. If your voice is just not there, then no amount of these manipulations will help it to sound better. So that is the inspiration behind today's Lex Chat. Performance, not effects, okay? These things will not make you sound better. First up on the chopping block, turning up the auto-tune, okay? Turning up the auto-tune will not make you sound better. Now, a lot of newer artists, I don't think, have a very good understanding of the purpose of auto-tune. You do still have to be able to sing a little bit to use auto-tune for how it's intended. Like, it's not meant to completely overcorrect your vocals and make you sound like this amazing singer. You have to be able to hold a tune on your own. You have to be able to hear pitch and deliver certain pitches and deliver certain notes and keys and harmonies and, you know, all that different stuff, right? If you do not have the vocal ability, and if your ear is not able to distinguish for you to be able to sing in the proper tones and pitches, then no amount of auto-tune is going to improve your performance. If you're off key, you're just off key. Sometimes you might get lucky and the auto-tune will overcorrect and really force you to be on key. But in these instances, it's an overly robotic sound. It's an overly digital sound. And if that's not the effect that you were going for, you're not going to be satisfied with it, right? So auto-tune is only meant for minor corrections. It's not meant, unless you are intentionally trying to give yourself like a T-Pain type of effect, auto-tune is not meant to sound like that for someone who is actually a singer, all right? The best course of action to fix this, right, is to train your voice and train your ear. A lot of times people might not be able to sing simply because they can't hear properly. If you can't perceive tones and pitches properly, you're probably not going to repeat tones and pitches properly. So ear training helps a lot with being able to hear the differences in tones and pitches, and then being able to hear yourself when you perform certain things and be able for your mind and your mouth to connect, well, your mind and your vocal cords, for those to connect and know that, hey, we are accurately portraying the information that we just took in and now we're giving it back out, right? We received it and now we are putting it out the way that we heard it. But if you don't hear it, then you're not gonna be able to do it very well. So I would recommend ear training. I would recommend vocal lessons. I would recommend a vocal producer. I offer all of those things. We gotta get your voice hitting the actual notes before we try to force it to hit the actual notes. Even if we use a program that's called Melodyne, where we can physically move your notes up or down, it's just gonna sound so robotic. And the term that we use in Pro Tools is called an artifact, where you can tell the exact digital moment where something was manipulated, and you don't want that. You want it to sound natural. So the solution for that is to practice your singing, learn your instrument better. Your instrument is your voice, and give a better performance, because auto-tune cannot fix that all the time, all right? Next up, this will not make you sound better. Turning up the reverb will not necessarily make you sound better. The reason why people think that reverb will make you sound better is because reverb offers, like, it creates space, it creates a kind of atmosphere. And sorry, I think this is like cat hair or something on my mouth. I think I finally got it. But reverb creates like a space, and it creates like an atmosphere, and it wets up the vocals. It makes the vocals wetter, and it just sounds like you're in this environment, right? The same thing with the auto-tune. If you're not singing on key, if you're not hitting the right pitch, then all you're doing is putting a filter essentially over top of a bad performance. Reverb has this magical feeling of making something bigger, but if you're just making something wrong bigger and bigger, then you just have one big fat wrong note. Okay, that's kind of the best way I could put it right now. This is the third Lex Chat episode, so I'm sorry if I'm coming off as a little fatigued or something, but yeah, the more wrong, like, it's not, you're not writing anything. To write the situation, you have to sing it properly. But simply adding more reverb, more wetness, more space, more atmosphere to the performance, now it's just a really big bad note. And that's not what we want. It doesn't make it sound better, okay? Next up, this will not make you sound better. Turning up the delay will not make you sound better. If you don't know what delay is an effect. It's like an echo effect. So, hello, 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 it's me, it's me, it's me. Hello, 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 it's me, it's me, it's me. You know, so that it's me. Those echoes at the end, that's what the delay effect is called. Side note, why wasn't it just called echo? Why is it delay? I don't know, but again, with the auto, just like with the auto-tune and just like with the reverb, all you're doing is amplifying the mistake. You're not fixing it. The only way around these things, the only way to make it sound better, it's not through auto-tune, it's not through reverb, it's not through delay. It's to actually give a good performance. It's to actually sing on key and sing on time. That's another one. If you are not singing on time, sometimes I cannot nudge you to make you sound better, to make you get more in rhythm, okay? So yeah, no matter what I do, no amount of auto-tune, no amount of reverb, no amount of delay is going to compensate for a bad performance. And anyone who's tuned in live on the Instagram, let me know if I'm speaking facts right now, okay? Let me know if I'm speaking facts. The next up I have on my list, doing too much punching in. So breaking up your lines too much. This will not make you sound better. What do I mean when I say too much punching in will not make you sound better? It's a lot of times artists, newer artists, may have seen their favorite artists get in the studio and they don't record a section all in one piece, right? They might break it up. I will, on occasion, have newer artists come in and they think that if they break up their phrases or if they break up their words or their lines, that it will sound better. Because, oh, I can just focus on this one piece of the word. So let's just say, what can I say? We just played Miranda, right? Miranda, 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 ooh. So what if I did Miranda, 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 ooh. What if I did that, right? I'm trying to sing it off key, but it's kind of hard for me because I'm so good at singing. But what if I recognize that the first half of Miranda sounds good, but the last half, anda, is not? So what if the mer sounds good, but the randa does not? I've had artists who will come in and they will try to, all right, let's take that out and let's do Miranda again. I'm gonna just do muh, 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 and they'll only give me that. And then they'll say, all right, let's do randa. Randa, randa, randa. But that's not necessarily gonna make you sound better, because there is a certain flow that we're trying to capture when we're recording. And especially if we're breaking up words, it's not gonna flow properly. It's not gonna sound right. It's going to sound like a punch-in. And it's going to sound like a different inflection. It's gonna sound like a different delivery, because you did not do it in one smooth take, one smooth note, you know? So it'll sound like a break. Miranda, Miranda, Miranda. It's not gonna sound smooth, right? So breaking up your lines too much, it's not necessarily gonna make you sound better, because like I said, it's going to sound punched. It's going to sound jolted. It's gonna sound choppy. And in music, we want music to flow. Unless you are, and I always gotta say this because it always depends, what is the particular sound you're going for? Unless you're going for something very choppy and disjointed, it's usually not a good thing for your performance to be choppy. Music is typically supposed to flow, and it's supposed to be easy to move with. If it's not easy to move with because you're punching in too much, then you need to practice getting one full phrase out. Yeah, I think that's all I'm going to say about that. So this will not make you sound better. Singing the same line the same way over and over again. So just like what I was telling you, this kind of ties back in with the auto-tune, right? And the reverb and the delay. There's no amount of effects that I can do to your voice to make it be a good performance, to make it be on key and sound natural, right? The name of the game is to sound as natural as possible. That's what we're going for. These little tweaks and changes and effects, it's only meant to enhance your natural ability. It's not meant to create an ability for you, okay? So always keep that in mind. So singing the same thing over and over and over again, if you don't have the ability to hear the differences between how you need to say something. So like, I may try to direct you to say it a certain way, but you're not able to hear it. And so you're not able to deliver it, because again, you can't deliver, you can't replicate what you can't identify and recognize. If your ears, like if you just simply don't have the ear training to hear properly and then repeat back properly, then saying the same line over and over again, singing the same line over and over again, rapping the same line over and over again, it's not gonna make a difference, because in singing, a lot of times there are little minute nuances within a phrase, within a section, that makes the performance of that line or that section really good. It makes it nice, right? If you can't hear the little nuances, it's going to be very difficult to correct what you think you're correcting. I've had artists try to sing the line over and over and over and over and over again, and they give me 20 takes of the same exact performance because they're not able to hear differently. They're not able to give me different variances of the same line because they just don't have the ability to hear. So I'm trying to think, let's do something simple, right? Mary had a little lamb. If you're singing it like that, right? Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. All right, now I need you to give me more emphasis on lamb. Mary had a little lamb. If you can't hear that lamb, lamb, Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb. There's more emphasis on that, or I just did a little something to make it stand out more, right? Now, give me more emphasis on little. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb. If we do that, if you can't do that and you still give me Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb. There are different like little nuances that you got to be able to pick up on when you're singing. And if you're not able to do that, then singing something over and over and over again, it's not going to make it sound any better, right? What's the last thing I have on my... This is not going to make you sound better. Ooh, and I basically already explained this. Asking for my help when your voice simply is not developed enough to do what we need it to do. And I know that would be hard to hear for some of y'all, but it is the truth. Again, just like with the auto-tune and the reverb and the delay, you need to be investing time into training your vocal cords, training the strength of your vocal cords. We need to be conditioning our vocal cords. It's like a muscle. Let's say that you worked out consistently for a year and then you took 3 months off. You're not going to necessarily be able to do the same things you did within the year after that 3 month break. You got to recondition the body, wake those muscles back up, get back into the routine, re-strengthen, right? It's the same idea with your vocal cords. You have to train them, you have to push them, you have to challenge them for them to get better. If you're not investing time in doing those things, you're not developing the skills that you need to be able to hit certain notes and perform a certain way. So doing vocal lessons, making sure that you are exercising your voice every day, singing every day, even if it's just 10 to 20 minutes. Most of us can do that in a car ride to and or from work, right? Doing vocal lessons will really, really benefit you, and vocal practice will benefit you. The other thing that will benefit you is going through ear training, which vocal lessons will, ear training and vocal lessons like coincide with one another. Because what have I been saying this whole episode? If you cannot hear it, you cannot replicate it. If you cannot identify it, you can't reproduce it. So you need to train your ear to hear things properly, to hear the difference. Just like as an engineer, I need to be able to train my ear to hear the changes that effects are making on someone's voice when I put certain effects on their voice. It's the same thing with your singing. You need to be able to hear the nuances in the delivery. You need to be able to hear, are you too high above the note? Are you too low below the note? Did you give enough emotion? Did it feel like enough emotion? Because there's a mind and body connection that has to happen between your brain and what your vocal cords are actually doing. All of those things play a role. Until you get better at those things, asking for my help if your voice just simply cannot do what I'm asking you to do for lack of experience, then that's just a reality that we have to address and we have to come to terms with, right? But it is possible to get better. That's the main thing here. It is possible to get better. But I just wanted to point out that these things, got something on my lip. I just wanted to point out that these things will not necessarily make you sound better. Turning up the auto-tune won't make you sound better. Turning up the reverb won't make you sound better. Turning up the delay will not make you sound better. Punching in too much, like getting too crazy with the punch in, it's not going to make you sound better. Singing the same thing over and over again, hoping it's different, if you have no skill with hearing differences, it's not going to make you sound better. If your voice simply is not developed enough, you're just not going to sound better. No amount of effects that I put on your voice can make you sound better. So the best solution, the best course of action is to be good already, right? This might sound kind of mean, but you can polish a turd, but now all you got is a shiny turd, right? All you got is a shiny turd. You could dress it up, make it look nice, but what is it at the end of the day? It's just a ball of shit. All right. I'm not even going to bleep that out. We're just going to keep that in there. So, yeah, work on your craft. Work on your craft. Get better. Invest the time. Invest in the practice. You know, put the hours in. Master it. No amount of effects is going to give me a good performance. An effect cannot put emotion into it for you. You have to do that as the artist. So as much as you can, before we even get to a mixing process, your voice, your instrument, your delivery, your performance needs to be on point. All right? And that's all I got for y'all on this episode of Lex Chat. Let me know what you think about this topic in the comment section down below. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe as well. Hit the notification bell to be notified each and every time I post a new piece of content. I want to give a final shout out to my patrons, Mr. Flatshoals and Eldon Cleary. Thank you guys so much for supporting me so consistently. I truly do appreciate it. If any of you out there is watching and you want to become a patron and you want to support me and help me to be able to bring more of this valuable content to you, then you can go to patreon.com/LexiATL. That's patreon.com/LexiATL. Alrighty. Remember that the next virtual coffee date is May 5th, 2024 at 3 p.m. Alrighty. And make sure you subscribe to the Lexi Likes YouTube page. Please and thank you. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. That's all I got for you for the topic. My name is Lexi. Until next time, peace.
Slow down, where you going? You got a license for all that? Let me see your identification. Oh boy, I gotta call that. Got a warrant for your arrest. Step out, do a roadside test. First, second, this a third offense. I can't let you go. Ow!